Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
En is ons voorreg om 'n draai te gaan maak in Pretoria saam met Zanti Swanepoel. As jy nou nog nie weet wie Zanti is nie, gaan Google haar, want dan gaan jy ook sien hoe pragtig sy is. Maar ek weet sy hou nie daarvan as ek nou elke week het sê nie, maar ek gaan. Internationale spreker, die stichter van die Babies Behind Bars project, motiveerder, besigheidsvrou, en sy kuier vandag saam met ons om ook inspirasie vir my en vir jou te bied. Zanti, goeiemôre.
Goeiemôre. Ag, wat 'n lekker voorreg om met julle te praat in die mooie Kaap.
Ja?
Van 'n baie reënerige en bewolkte Pretoria. So ons is baie bles. Ek is mal oor hierdie weer. Ek wil net my gumboots gaan aantrek en stap.
Dan sy en sommer 'n dansie of twee dae in die reën. Jy kan maar net vir ons video's daarvan opneem asseblief.
Ek verseker doen hoor. Ek dink nie daar's 'n groter joy as daai klein goedjies nie.
Ja. Zanti, ek kyk vanoggend voor ek oorgie na jou, maar dis soos mens voel partykeer of die tyd, waar gaan die tyd heen? Ek sien in op hierdie dag, vriende van my het getrou, Brad, op 2 November 2019, maar dit was ook die World Cup gewees. Ek weet nie of jy kan onthou nie, dit is waar ons gewen het teen Engeland. 12:32. Maar die tyd, ja, dit vlieg so vinnig, amper weer World Cup tyd, moenie worry nie. Maar Zanti, ja, so dit is so lekker, jy weet, om elke week goed in te neem met hierdie wêreldpas wat net al hoe vinniger raak, so ons hoor ook graag wat jy vandag te sê het.
Sjoe, weet jy wat, die Here is net vir my so, ja, so Engelse woord, awesomely amazing. Ek raak soms net uit woorde uit om hom te beskryf oor, want dit precies wat oor jy praat vanoggend is juist my tema. Hoe kort die lewe is, verstaan jy, it just blows me away every time.
Yeah.
Maar ek wil vanoggend 'n bietjie gesels juist oor, jy weet, ons lewe hierdie lewe teen so pas, en dan dink ons nooit aan wat gaan gebeur die dag as ons transition nie. Wanneer ons van hier in die ewigheid ingaan, en wanneer ons Jesus in die oë kyk, en sy liefde vir ons eye to eye sal sien. En ek dink ons moet meer leef met 'n ewigheidsperspektief as 'n hier en 'n nou en vasgevang word in die beperkinge van wie ons is en wat ons is in ons lewe hier op aarde. So, what I want to do this morning is talk about the power of God and how we sometimes not really think about it en ons probeer dit so klein maak soos wat ons brein se kapasiteit is.
Oh, dis
en dan probeer ons God in 'n boksie sit en ons kan nie, hy blaas daai boksie elke keer uit en weg. Oggend wil ek jou wegblaas en ek gaan baie vinnig in my storie inval, want dis juist daaroor. Maar ek wil begin deur skrif, want woord is ons kos en sonder dit is ons niks. En in 1 Chronicles 29 verses 11 it says, "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and the earth is yours." Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above it all. Julle gaan ponder, gaan mediteer op daai skrif. Because this morning I want to share with you the power of the God that you and I admire, that lives in us, that died for us, that has a purpose within us. Ek stel jou vanoggend voor aan Dr. N. Jerome Stoll. Now he was a very famous scientist. And he did one experience that changed his life and his destiny forever. Now, what he says, and I'm writing his what he says. He says, we wanted to discover what happened to the brain in the moment of transition from life to death. They set up in their experiment in a large pathological laboratory with infinite care and using precise instruments. I was almost a devout atheist, Dr. Stoll recalls. I didn't believe that God was anything more than a collaboration of everyone's minds put together, and that the good that was there was God as far as I was concerned. As for the real powerful God, loving us all, being the power of everything, I did not believe that at all. But in the large pathological laboratory that day, he had an experience that gave a jolt to his religious tenets. We chose a lady whose family had put her in a mental institution, but had been discharged. The doctor could find nothing wrong with her except that she had cancer of the brain. This affected the balance of her body. But as far as her alertness of mind was concerned and in every other aspect, she was exceptionally brilliant. But we knew that she was on the verge of death and informed her of this research hospital that she was going to die. Before informing her of this, we attached a small little pickup to her brain to ascertain what would take place in the transition process from life to death. They also put a very small microphone the size of a quarter in the room to hear everything she might say after hearing of her impending death. Five of us, hardened atheistic scientists, perhaps, of which I was the hardest and most stern atheist of them all, were in an adjoining room with our instruments, Dr. Stoll continues, prepared to register and record what transpired. Our device had a needle pointing to zero in the center of the scale. To the right of the scale collaborated 500 points positive and to the left 500 points negative. We previously had registered on this identical instrument the electromagnetic power used by a 50 kilowatt broadcast center sending a message around the world. Now, you would understand about broadcast centers. The needle registered 9 points to the positive when this 50 kilowatt broadcast center sent a message around the world. So they tested a system to give messages globally, and when this was tested, this very powerful system only went to 9 positive on the scale. As the last moment of its this woman's life arrived, she began to pray and praise the Lord. Her prayers have so beautiful, or were so beautiful, that they came through on the little microphone and held the 5 men in the next room spellbound. They heard her ask the Lord God to be merciful to those who had a spiteful use for her. She didn't know that there was a microphone on. Then she reaffirmed her faith in God, Dr. Stoll continued, telling him she knew he was the only power and he was the living power, told God that he had always been everything to her and would always be. She told him how much she loved him. Engrossed in the beautiful torrent of praise, the 5 scientists completely forgot about their experiment and hung onto the dying woman's lips. We looked at each other and saw tears streaming down each other's faces. Scientific faces, Dr. Stoll recalls. He said further he had not shed a tear since he was a child until that day. Suddenly, we heard the clicking sound of the forgotten instrument. We looked at the needle and it was registering a positive of 500 and was desperately trying to go higher. It couldn't go anymore, so it was bouncing off the limit. To bounce against the 500 positive post in its attempt by actual instrument registration, we have recorded that the brain of a woman dying alone but in communication with God had registered more than 55 times the electromagnetic power used by a 50 kilowatt broadcasting station in sending a message around the world.
Sure.
What do we have to fear? Later, that same scientist did the experiment on a dying man who cursed and took the name of the Lord in vain while dying. The needle clicked back and forth against the 500 negative post. And by actual instrumentation, Dr. Stoll recorded that he had registered what happened in the brain when we break God's commandments, of which the one is not to take the word or the name of the Lord in vain. We have registered by instrumentation the positive power of God and the negative influence of the adversary. This former atheist scientist concludes, it is the presence of God in us that gives us power to the extent of which we have no conception as to its magnitude. We have the ultimate broadcasting system in us to send his message around the world.
Yeah.
The effect of this experiment, resulting in one of the most amazing scientific discoveries of all time, was so great that Dr. Stoll gave up his brilliant career as a scientist and has since then engaged in witnessing about the goodness and greatness of God. Hulle verstaan ons dat when we get on our knees, we have nothing to fear. We have power that we cannot comprehend. Prayers broadcast into the spiritual realm. Mm. May you never underestimate God's power again. Mag jy nooit weer bang wees omdat jy in 'n situasie is waar jy nie die uitkom sien nie. Want ek sê vir jou, ons verstaan nie wie God is nie, maar soms is dit nodig om net weer dit te herken en dit te beleef. Mm. That he is almighty, all-powerful, beyond your wildest expectations or comprehension of him. May he make that truth drop deep into your spirit. Mag jy weet dat jou gebede meer as 'n 50 kilowatt broadcast center uitstraal. And what difference can that make in your and my life today? Amen.
Zanti, ons gaan dit net daar los, so kragtig. Ons waardeer jou en jy met 'n fantastiese week hê en ja, elke keer as mens net na die weerlig kyk of ek kyk ook nou eendag weer na die storms, die tipe orkane wat byvoorbeeld in Amerika jaarliks plaasvind. En as mens net na daai krag kyk en jy besef maar God het daai gemaak. Dis 'n druppel in die emmer van die krag. Jy weet dan resoneer dit so sterk met wat jy sê. So, dankie vir daai absolute herinnering dat ons weer gaan uitvind wie is ons God? Weet ons regtig en die krag wat binne ons leef as ons hom as ons verlosser kies. Sjoe. Baie dankie Santi met die heerlike dag hè. Geniet daai, dis pannekoek weer nou en jy bak mos Het jy gesê, is dit vry? Nee, wanneer bak jy pannekoek vir jou gesin?
Sondag aande, maar ek dink hy kan na Woensdag aand toe sny.
Daar sê, twee keer 'n week. Lekker dag hoor, bye.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.